Hello, welcome to Tweens Talk Touchdowns. I'm Matthew, and this is my co-host, Sky. And Sky, what are we going to be talking about today?
Oh, we're going to be talking about the NFC and AFC East divisions. First, we're going to start off with the Bills. Obviously, they have that two-year now quarterback, Josh Allen. He has some new targets, Cole Beasley and John Brown. We'll see how they do. We'll see how they work out for him.
Yeah, I think Cole Beasley and John Brown are both great additions. Cole Beasley is one of the best slot receivers in the league, and John Brown is very fast. So I think they'll do very well on the Bills, especially with Josh Allen. It's been going well in the preseason and practice so far.
Josh Allen does have some big muscles. He can sling that ball deep, like real deep, which is where John Brown likes it, you know. He can also drop it off to McCoy, one of their five running backs.
Let me count real quick. You start talking.
Okay, so, Shady, I think he's going to be starting even with their new running back, Singletary.
Eight running backs.
Oh, fudge knockers. That's a lot. Okay, well, it is preseason. They're going to make a few cuts. So, I think it'll be Shady as their starting back. Frank Gore, power back, probably. He's got some big muscles. You know, he's big and wide. They have TJ Yeldon. He's also pretty fast and elusive. And they have Singletary able to find the holes and the gaps in the D-line and O-line.
Yeah, Devin Singletary, great draft pick by the Bills, third-round pick. And I think he could be a good weapon for the Bills this year. Josh Allen, he's going to definitely run less this year because his O-line's better and he actually has some better running backs now. Hopefully Shady will perform a lot better.
Honestly, McDermott could just fire all the running backs and have Josh Allen do all the work.
No.
If their O-line sucks.
No. Their O-line's good now. Speaking of their O-line, they signed Mitch Morse, the center Mitch Morse from the Kansas City Chiefs, to the biggest contract in center contract in NFL history. And
they also have Spencer Long, either starting right guard
or... I think he'll be a backup.
Okay. Backup right guard and backup center.
But we'll see. We'll see. They drafted Cody Ford in the second round of the draft. He's a guard. He'll be pretty good. Hopefully he can perform to par as they expected. I think he was a steal. I'm surprised that he slid out of the first round and into the second round for the Bills to get him. That was very surprising to me. They also have...
Tyler Kroft, tight end. He's a good addition to the team. I mean, I think really Charles Clay's final straw was that dropped touchdown pass against the Jets. I mean, he is still a decent tight end. But I think that really was the final shot for him. He wasn't performing as well as he had in his past years.
Yep, he signed with the Lions after the Bills cut him, I believe. And so he's done with the Bills. He's, nope, not anymore. Goodbye.
But I mean, he's also getting older.
The Bills, although they did sign Tyler Kroft, they also drafted two tight ends, tight end Dawson Knox and tight end Tommy Sweeney. Dawson Knox was, I believe, a third-round draft pick, third or fourth, and Tommy Sweeney was in the seventh round, but I think he was a very good player for the seventh round. He looks like he could be good. He played well in college, so we'll see how they do. Sky, what do you think of the Bills' O-line this year?
I think they're definitely going to be better. They're not going to make it. They're not going to be the best in the league, but I think they are going to be much, much better than they were last season. At least I'm hoping they are. Their running game really failed because of it. And the Bills have always been a running team at heart, except for, of course, when Jim Kelly was their starting quarterback. For the last couple seasons, the Bills have been a running core team. And because of their O-line, it really didn't work for them. I mean, obviously, Josh Allen had a lot of great scrambles, picked up a lot of great yards that way. And he exposed a couple people. That amazing hurdle. Yep. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah. I mean, everybody thought they were going to lose. They ended up pretty well, almost shutting out the Vikings, 27-7, and it was gorgeous. Or was it 27-14?
27-6, 7? I don't know.
27-7, I believe. Okay. Anyway, their defense, Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, perhaps the most underrated safety duo in the NFL, which kind of sucks for me. Because their ratings are only 86 for Hyde and 80 for Poyer, even though they're so much better than that.
That's why they're underrated.
Yeah. So in Madden 20, I have these pretty decent safeties instead of the all-stars they should be.
Here we go again.
With what?
Madden.
Yes, franchise. not Ultimate Team this time. Anyway,
oh boy.
Ultimate Team got a lot worse. I mean, I shouldn't say a lot worse because they haven't added all the events yet. But still, you know, that's what I don't like about Ultimate Team in the beginning of the season. All the events are boring. Anyway, Tre'Davious White, starting cornerback. They also have Levi Wallace, which is probably going to be starting opposite him.
Levi Wallace,
same difference, which is probably going to be, who's probably going to be starting opposite White. They also have EJ Gaines, who is on their injury reserve, and other two people.
They have Kevin Johnson and Taron Johnson, not related, don't worry.
Their mothers did not give birth to both of them.
Yeah, so Kevin Johnson will likely have the fourth string spot, and Taron Johnson will be in the nickel. What do you think about their cornerback core, Sky? Do you think it's solid, or do you think it could use improvement?
Oh, no, I definitely think it's solid. Tre'Davious White is very good. I think he deserved the Pro Bowl, but he didn't make it, which made me sad. Levi Wallace got the highest score thingy for undrafted rookie or something like that.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, he got Pro Football Focus gave him the highest score for cornerbacks, rookie cornerbacks. And he was undrafted, so, you know, that's a steal, if you ask me. The Bills also have some good safeties. We already talked about them. So, their secondaries.
Let's talk about their linebackers.
Their linebackers, yeah.
Matt Milano and Tremaine Edmonds. Tremaine Edmonds is on his second year now. He worked out for the Bills last year. Hopefully, well, he will probably hold up for them this year. They also have Matt Milano, who got, what, third best in the league last year?
I'm not sure.
He was up there.
He was tied for most turnovers in the league, and then he got injured and couldn't play for the rest of the season.
And that made us all cry.
Yep, I was so sad when he got injured. I was watching that game. I was mad. I was sad. I was bad. I was...
Yeah, stop rhyming. Anyway, Lorenzo Alexander, he's getting older. He is a great addition to their linebacker position, but he's going to be retiring in the next few years.
Yeah, the Bills definitely were doing stuff in the offseason. They signed 18 free agents this year.
Okay, D-line. Ed Oliver.
<Scott's face.
laughs> Ed Oliver, very fast, agile. He will split the gaps. The Bills are playing a 4-3, which will work well for him. He likes to go between the gaps of the O-linemen and make sacks and tackle for losses that way. They also have Star Lutolele or something like that. He's also a pretty solid player. Not the best, but he is working out for them so far.
They have rookie defensive tackle Ed Oliver, who is very solid, as you said earlier. So we'll see how he works out with the Bills. Their defensive ends, though, are solid. They have Jerry Hughes and Shaq Lawson, I believe.
They also have Trent Murphy. He is a backup for the defensive tackle position. He's a strong player as well.
He's an end. He's a defensive end.
Oh, okay. Well, when I checked the Madden 20 roster, he was in the defensive tackle spot.
Weird.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Jerry Hughes is a very strong player. He is scary. He will sack you and make you run. And so will Shaq Lawson. Really, their whole D-line works well together. Great chemistry there and a great scheme fit.
So what is your record prediction for them, Sky?
9-7, maybe 10-6. More likely 9-7.
I'm going to give them like 8-8 or 9-7. I'm going to give them 8-8. Maybe make the playoffs, but I think this year is kind of like a build-up year. Get your players ready. Next year, once Tom Brady retires, though, I think the Bills are really going to be... It's going to be the Bills and the Jets, and it's going to be really funny, though.
Yeah.
Because the Jets are actually not bad, too.
They're pretty bad. Their defense absolutely sucks. Sure, they have Le'Veon Bell at running back, Robbie Anderson, wide receiver. They also have Jeremy Kearse as a wide receiver. Sam Darnold, he is a decent quarterback.
I guess this will be our next team.
Yeah.
The Jets.
Yeah. So Sam Darnold, he's a decent quarterback. He is working pretty well. He's working okay for them so far. Now, in my opinion, this is unbiased. Not as good as Josh Allen.
Yeah, definitely not. And you can hear it here. You can hear it anywhere else. Josh Allen's better than Sam Darnold.
Except for the Jets fans.
Yeah. Sam Darnold's first ever throw was a play-action pick six.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oof. That's a lot of damage. okay, I hope he does it again this year. It'll be good for the Bills. You know, the Jets will be discouraged. Great job.
Oh, you're biased!
I know I am. But I still don't like the Jets. Anyway, okay, so the Jets' whole defense sucks. Jamal Adams, I mean, doesn't suck.
They signed CJ Mosley.
Okay, he doesn't suck either. So they have two players that don't suck that are on their defense.
They have Jamal Adams.
I already said Jamal Adams. So they have two players that don't suck on their defense.
They signed Tremaine Johnson.
Okay, they have three players that don't suck that are on their defense.
They signed Avery Williamson.
I don't even know who that is, but apparently they have four players that don't suck that are on their defense, but the rest of them suck.
They drafted Quinnen Williams.
I don't know who that is either.
The third pick in the NFL draft and possibly the best player in the draft. He's a defensive tackle.
Okay, so they have five players that don't suck.
They have Leonard Williams.
Oh, they have six players that don't suck. So,
they have Le'Veon Bell. All right, we're just talking about their defense.
You idiot. Yeah. Anyway, so about half their defense doesn't suck, but the rest of it does suck. So they're not going to be able to make a lot of stops, and because of that, their whole team's not going to do very well. Their offense, on the other hand, is halfway decent. You know, they have probably the best running back in the league. So-so quarterback.
Not the best running back in the league.
I'd say he's the best.
No.
Who's better?
That's exactly. A good question. No.
Exactly. No, exactly. Okay, so anyway.
Todd Gurley.
Okay, well, no.
David Johnson.
I don't even know who that is.
He's the Cardinals running back.
He just sounds like he's bad. Anyway. He just sounds bad. Anyway, Le'Veon Bell is the best running back in the league. Okay, well, if he's so good, how come the Cardinals sucks, Matthew?
Because the Cardinals just have a bad team.
Okay, true. Anyway, Le'Veon Bell, best running back in the league. He's going to pretty much carry
them. Saquon Barkley's also better than him.
No, he's not, Matthew. He's on his second year right now, and he's amazing, but he's not as good as Bell. Bell's the best in the league, and he might be able to carry the team, but their quarterback, if Bell gets shut down or if Bell gets injured, their quarterback has some threats. Robbie Anderson, as I said, and as I said before, Jeremy Curley as well. But
who's Jeremy Curley?
They might have traded him away, but as far as I know, he is still on their team. But Sam Darnold, he's a okay quarterback. He could perform to par, but he's probably not going to right now. So I think we should move on to the Dolphins, which I don't know a lot about, I will admit.
Wait, what is your prediction, your record prediction for the Jets?
My Jets record prediction, 6-10.
Okay, I'm going to say 6-10, yeah, which is better than last year, or this year, or last year.
Yeah.
Not good, but better than last year.
Yeah. Okay, so now on to the Dolphins. They
have Josh Rosen or Ryan Fitzpatrick to choose from as quarterbacks.
Okay, so they have both of them, but they're and they're going to choose between them. Okay, I mean, as we all know, or maybe some of you don't, but Ryan Fitzpatrick usually makes his stands in the first couple games of the season. He's an absolute all-star. And then towards the middle of the season, he ends up sucking, like really, really bad and hard. Josh Rosen, I don't know a whole lot about, but he played for the Cardinals, and they were absolutely dookie. Like, they were actually the dookie you flushed down the toilet. So, I think he's going to be absolutely garbage.
They drafted Kyler Murray and then traded Josh Rosen. They drafted, in the first round, they drafted two quarterbacks in two straight years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well,
that's sad.
I think Josh Rosen is going to kind of suck, so it's a good thing he's going to the Dolphins, you know, helping the Bills out, right? But their wide receivers, I know, their wide receivers, Kenny Stills and Danny Amendola.
Danny Amendola isn't on there anymore.
Their wide receiver, Kenny Stills, is...
And Devontae Parker.
And Devontae Parker. I forgot about him. They're both very, I mean, I'm not very good, but they are both definitely threats.
They're decent. I wouldn't call them well.
No, Kenny Stills.
Kenny Stills is
definitely a threat. And Parker can be shut down, but he is still scary if you underestimate him. But I think their passing game might be a little bit, it will definitely be iffy because of their quarterback, if not because of their wide receivers. And their running game will definitely be down the drain.
Nobody good on the O-line, though.
I mean, nobody that stands out, you mean. They might have some decent players, but that's about it. Running back, they lost Frank Gore. Which is a good thing.
So they have Kenyon Drake and Kenny Bolaje.
I forgot about Kenyon Drake. He's actually pretty good.
He's okay.
He's pretty good.
He's okay.
Okay. Their defense. When I say this, after... Okay, yeah, so Alonzo, yeah. He's a good linebacker. I remember watching him in a game. His jersey was too small for him. You could see his little belly button poking out. And I know from that he has an innie, okay? I don't stalk him. I watched the game. His jersey was way too small. He has an innie, guys. But an Audi.
Well, what's better as an NFL player, an innie or an Audi?
An innie, definitely. Yeah, because exactly. What if somebody, like, tries to strip the ball from you and they accidentally strip your belly button off, you know? That'll be pretty painful. Okay, so he's lucky he has an innie.
Belly buttons are pretty hard, though. They're like, really stuck on there, if you know what
pretty,
I mean.
They're pretty compact. Yeah. And they're pretty stubby, even if they are an Audi.
Well, unless you, like, really have an Audi.
Yeah, unless you have, like, a foot Audi. Like, a whole foot. Anyway, Alonzo's pretty scary. He's a big man, big muscles.
He's a jerk, nice, though.
He has a nice innie belly button. That definitely sets a guy off, you know?
He's a jerk.
Okay, yeah, that's true. But as soon as you see an innie belly button, you run for your life, guys. You don't stay and watch what happens. You run the opposite direction.
But they do have Christian Wilkins on the D-line, drafted him with the 13th pick of the 2001-9 draft.
They traded away Cameron Wake, though, didn't they?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, sucks to be them. I believe I'm missing a few defensive backs, right?
Yeah, they have Minkah Fitzpatrick and Xavier Howard.
Oh, Xavier Howard, yes, he is. He's pretty good. Yeah, he's kind of scary. He is a threat to the passing game, and he will get some picks on you if you are not careful.
Even if you are careful, he'll get picks on you.
Yeah. Any good safety would, right? Let's go to the Patriots. All-star.
Wait, you forgot.
Okay, yeah. So, Dolphins prediction. 7-9.
I think they're gonna go 3-10.
Actually, no. I'll say 5-11 for the Dolphins.
I think they're gonna go 3-13, not 3-10. 3-13.
Yeah, that didn't exactly add up.
Well, no, it adds up to 13, and then they just tied three. No, I think they're gonna go 3-13.
Okay, Patriots. They have the all-star Brady, of course.
Do we even have to say anything about the Patriots?
Yeah.
No.
We do. Gronkowski, he retired, thank God. He was very scary, very big. He was a very scary man, you know? But he was a jerk. He was a show-off. So it's a good thing. Yeah,
liked Gronk. He grew up in Buffalo, though. And his favorite team was the Bills.
You know what? He should have gone to the Bills. I'm going to find where he lives. Okay. Anyway, Gronk retired. That makes me very happy. They still have Julian Edelman, though. I know he's a wide receiver, not a tight end. By the way, he is...
Yeah, they have Philip Dorsett as well.
Yeah,
and
Philip Dorsett.
And Harry Keel, which they drafted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Philip Dorsett's very, very fast. And they have Julian Edelman, who's a beast, breaks tackles all the time.
At tight end, they'll have Austin Seferian Jenkins.
Oh, they got him?
He's not that great, but he's okay.
Yeah, he's okay. I remember using him in Madden 18. He must have been so overrated, because I broke like 50 tackles with him.
They do have Sony Michel, James White...
At the running backs, yes. Mm-hmm. James White, Michelle.
Rex Burkhead.
That's the same name as my mom, Michelle. I mean, that is his last name, but yeah. My mom's Damian first name is Michelle. Yeah, anyway, they have Michelle, good running back. White, who's a very good running back. So, you know, the running and passing game's extremely solid. Scary.
But they do have the GOAT, but he's going to retire in like 2 years or so.
Yeah.
So, rest in peace. You're not going to...
I think this is his last year, if he doesn't resign.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is Brady's last year if he doesn't resign. He is actually the GOAT for all quarterbacks.
They do have Michael Bennett, though. They traded for him, as we discussed a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. They did, didn't they? So, he's on their defense.
They have Lawrence Guy.
He's on their defense.
Yeah. I'm out of their defensive line already.
Yeah. So they traded away Trey Flowers, received Michael Bennett.
They didn't trade him away. His contract was done.
Oh, same difference. He left.
They have Kyle Van Noy and Dante Hightower at linebacker.
Mm-hmm. Thankfully, what's his face? Devin McCourty. Devin McCourty, their...
At safety. And they also have Patrick Chung as other safety.
Devin McCourty left?
No.
I looked at... Then the rush I looked at must have... Wait, what? Oh,
did
okay.
He leave? I don't know. Maybe he did.
I looked at a different roster, and it said that he left.
Where did he go?
I'm not sure. It just didn't have him. It just didn't have him on the roster. Okay, but that kind of sucks that they have Devin
Stephen
McCourty.
Gilmore though, and Jason McCourty.
I thought it was Stephen.
Stephen Gilmore and Jason. I don't know. However you pronounce his name, they have him.
It's weird that you spell Stephen with PH instead of a V.
Well, sometimes you spell it with a V, like
Stephen. Mm-hmm. Okay, but Stephen / Stephen Gilmore and Jason McCourty at cornerbacks. They are, of course, very good and are a threat to their passing game. Not their passing game, but other teams' passing game.
It's pretty much the whole Patriots. Yeah. What's your record prediction?
No, their O-line.
David Andrews at tackle.
Do they still have Nate Solder?
No, he signed with the Giants and he was a bust, remember?
Oh, okay.
They have Joe Thuney at guard.
I do remember him. He was good.
And Shaq Mason, he's okay.
So, guard. Don't have the best O-line, but definitely solid. Definitely can get them through the season.
With Brady, yeah.
Of course. He doesn't take a long time to throw the ball, so they don't need the best O-line. Okay, but I think their record will be 12-4. They lost.
Yeah, I'm
going to
say 12-4. Yeah. 11-5 or 12-4. 12-4.
I'll say 12-4.
So, I think that's everybody in the AFC East. Yeah. Do you want to go on to the next division?
NFC East. Yes.
Yes, this is an exciting division.
The Giants have Saquon Barkley. He's a very good running back. It's his second year. He's not better than Le'Veon Bell.
Lies.
They have a decent quarterback, Eli Manning. He has some dangerous threats. Golden Tate the third, and what's his face? Sterling Shepard, or is it the other Shepard?
Sterling Shepard.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Maybe they also have the other Shepard.
Okay, either way, both of them are good. They also have the tight end, Evan Engram. No, sorry. What the heck was that? I forgot his name. It starts with an E, I know.
Evan Engram. Yeah.
I was right.
Yeah, good job.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Okay. So, I was right. They do have a good tight end, good wide receivers, decent quarterback, and a very, very good running back. They don't have the best O-line, but he was still able to operate and do a lot for them. Obviously, they still sucked, but he still made a huge impact. Imagine if he played for a good team like the Patriots or the Steelers.
Or even the Bills.
Not really.
I mean, the Bills would be good if they had him on their team.
Yeah, true.
Now, when is Daniel Jones going to start the season? Is he going to start at the start, or is Eli Manning going to start for the first game? And when is Daniel Jones going to take over for Eli Manning? Will it be this year? Will it be next year?
If he takes over for Eli Manning.
Or will he not?
Yeah, he might. He might not. But he is the rookie quarterback that they needed. Eli.
No. He is. I don't think he was the right draft pick by them.
I know. I'm saying they needed another quarterback.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sorry, that's what I meant. On to their defense now. They traded away Olivier Vernon and someone else, I feel like.
Odell Beckham Jr.?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about their defense.
Okay.
I forgot to mention that. They traded away Odell Beckham, which kind of sucks for them.
But, yeah, they did trade away, I think, Damon Harrison.
And they also traded Beckham and Olivier Vernon to the Browns, who are probably going to be very, very good because of that.
And they traded Olivier Vernon snacks.
I just said that, Matthew.
Damon Harrison.
Okay, yeah, he sounds good.
His nickname Snacks, and anybody, if your nickname is Snacks, you know that you're good.
Okay, sure. He reminds me of a pack of Cheez-Its.
That's weird. So he reminds me of a pack of Cheez-Its too.
Wow, I wonder why. Okay, anyway, Damian Harrison.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah, I've heard of him, and he is a good player. But their safeties, Jabril Peppers, is that his first name?
Yep.
And
you got
they
it right
still,
this time.
Oh, great. And they still have the other guy. What's his face?
Antoine Bethea?
No, the other one.
The dude that we talked about a few weeks ago, how he had left?
Yeah, that one. Okay. I feel like we did talk about that, but I wasn't sure, so I decided to mention him anyways. Okay, yeah. Bethea. He is, if that's how you pronounce his name.
I think it's Bethea, probably.
Yeah, probably. I had him a couple years ago in Madden Mobile. He was very good.
Really interesting.
Yeah, I know, right? He's a very good safety, and the Giants definitely needed him to jumpstart their defense. He's not going to do it all. But
the Giants have somebody named Michael Thomas at safety, not to be confused with Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas.
Ooh, Michael Thomas plays safety now. Great.
Okay. I hope you're joking.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I'm joking. Yeah.
Soldier, though, on offensive line.
Ooh, but you said he was a bust, so it sucks to be them.
Did draft Dexter Lawrence from Clemson last in the draft, and so he's pretty good. I think.
Yeah, let's go Dexter. Uh-huh. His name actually just sounds like he's a good player. Anyway, I feel like the Giants are not going to do so well, even with their new players.
They do have Kevin Zeitler. Remember, we covered that a few weeks ago as well.
I forgot what position he plays, but I remember that he's good at it.
Guard.
Oh, yeah, he is good at that. So I think they're not going to do so hot. I'll give 4-12.
I'm going to be a little nicer, give them 6-10.
Okay, either way, they're not making it to the playoffs.
No.
Okay, let's go on to the next team, Redskins. I'll be honest, I don't know a whole lot about them.
Luckily, we have rosters right next to us.
Yeah, I do know that they have some not very good quarterbacks. I think they have one good wide receiver.
They have Case Keenum right now.
Ooh, so they do have a good quarterback.
No, they don't. They drafted
Case Keenum's good.
The Broncos were like 6-10.
Okay, but he was good for the Vikings
a couple years ago. True, but the Vikings had an amazing team.
Okay, yeah, but he was still good.
They also drafted Dwayne Haskins.
I don't know who that is.
The quarterback.
Oh, okay. He doesn't sound very good.
They have an injured Alex Smith and an injured Colt McCoy as well.
Oh, they still have Alex Smith. Injured, okay, so they, yeah. So they do have some good quarterbacks then. At receiver, they also have Doxson and Vernon Davis, who are both pretty, they're decent. Doxson's the better one, in my opinion.
Well, Vernon Davis is a tight end.
Well, then, yeah, Doxson is definitely the better receiver then.
At running back, they have aging but still good Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, he wasn't he very good a couple years ago?
Yeah, he's a very good running back. He'll be in the Hall of Fame.
He still is. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. We are thinking of the same guy then. He used to play for the Cardinals, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, so the Cardinals have had some good running backs, but no luck because the rest of their team is absolute garbage.
They have nobody special at defensive line.
The Redskins, you mean?
Yes, the Redskins.
Okay, we're still on their offense.
We do have, on the offensive line, they do have Trent Williams.
Okay, that rings a bell. He's a good player.
He's decent, yeah. Okay. On to their defense.
All right, on to their defense.
Nobody special at D-line. They do have Mason Foster and Reuben Foster at linebacker.
They're good, right?
Yeah, as well as Monty Sweat, who they drafted.
He's a try-hard.
They drafted him in the draft, because that's where you draft people.
Yeah, no, you draft him out of free agency.
No, you draft him out of the MLB draft.
What about the MLS? Don't discriminate.
Major League Soccer?
Yeah.
No, soccer's bad.
No, it's not. I mean, I don't watch it, but I play it, so.
Exactly, it's boring to watch.
Yeah, no, not all the time. Sometimes. Okay, but anyway, they have two decent linebackers. They're cornerbacks.
Three decent linebackers. Good linebackers.
Some of them are good, some of them are decent.
They do have Landon Collins at safety.
Oh, that's who I was thinking of. He's the one that played for the Giants.
And Josh Norman at cornerback.
Yeah, I don't know who. He's really good, right?
Yep.
Not really good, but
he's pretty good. Yeah, he's the dude that, like, him and Odell Beckham, like, always get in fights and such and such.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Who usually won the fights?
It wasn't, like they would, like, mess around and, like, get a ton of flags on them.
Oh. How about the fan? Did that ever get involved? The kicking net, oof.
The cooling fan, not the game fan.
Like, yeah, I know.
Fan, like, go, Odell, yeah! No!
Yeah, the cooling fan. That got involved with OBJ one time. And he also lost to the kicking net.
Yeah.
Which is pretty sad.
Well, I mean, he knocked it over and then it came over and it clobbered him in the head. And that's an amazing, amazing play. That's probably one of the best plays of his career. And never mind the one-handed catches.
When three-fingered catches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, who's our other cornerback?
Fabian Moreau?
If I remember correctly, he's decent.
Yeah.
The last name rings a bell. Anyway, I think the record will be 5-11.
Okay, I think it'll be 4-12.
Okay. Wow. I thought it would be a little bit better than that. But on to the Cowboys, how about?
The Cowboys, okay. Quarterback.
Dak Prescott, he is a good quarterback. Not the best in the NFL, but he definitely works out for them. Ezekiel Elliott, one of the best running backs in the league. He is a very scary man, and he definitely gets help from his O-line.
He's been having some off-field issues, though. I don't really know what, but he has.
Okay, well, that's not going to help him.
One thing about the Cowboys is, here's another hot take. Ready? The Cowboys are not going to win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott as their quarterback.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know if he's going to do all that. He's definitely overrated.
I know Cowboys fans that agree with me on that.
What? Why would the Cowboys fans agree with you? They're going to get mad.
No. Like, my friend is a Cowboys fan, and he agrees that Dak Prescott, he loves the Cowboys. He agrees that they're not going to win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott.
Okay, but Ezekiel Elliott, he's the guy I was talking about before Matthew very rudely interrupted. He definitely gets help from the O-line, but that doesn't take away from his skill.
Yeah, he's definitely good. On the line.
Good is very underrated.
Yeah, they do have Zach Martin at guard.
Yes, they also have a good center.
Yeah, they have Tyron Smith at tackle. And Travis Frederick at center.
Ooh, yes, I had him in Madden.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I had everybody in Madden. Okay, the receivers. Amari Cooper, got him from the Raiders. He is big.
Randall Cobb as well.
Good.
They also have Randall Cobb?
Oh, he left the Packers. Okay. Amari Cooper and Randall Cobb, both are very good.
They also have, apparently, Jason Witten is coming back to football.
I don't know who that is.
He was the tight end that used to play for the Cowboys, and then he went and did announcing, and everybody hated him. So now he's going back to the Cowboys. He's probably going to, like, die on his first game.
Oh, okay. He's old. Wow. Is he good?
I mean, he was good.
Oh, okay. Well, he might not be so much anymore. But Cole Beasley left the Cowboys. That made me very happy. Went to the Bills, of course. We were all celebrating. At least the Bills fans were. Cowboys probably not so much.
Cowboys signed, like, not a lot of people in free agency.
Well, that's because they didn't need to. Amari Cooper and what's-his-face Randall Cobb are both very good. Besides that, their offense really didn't need any work.
Yeah, on defensive line, they got defensive end Robert Quinn from the Rams. I don't know if he'll be starting, though.
Well, really,
they
the whole...
They also have DeMarcus Lawrence and Tyrone Crawford, which are both very Texas
very
names.
Very good, yeah.
Well, yeah, Texas also names. They're also yeah. Very good.
Lawrence has gotten several sacks on me while I play against him in Madden. That's made me really mad because my O-line absolutely is
Nobody
garbage.
Cares.
Everybody cares, Matthew. At least I do.
Anyways,
anyway, what
linebacker.
I was going to say when I was so rudely interrupted, I was talking about how they... Wait, what was I going to say? I can't remember. Anyway, at linebacker.
They have Sean Lee on the...
Ooh, yeah, he's good.
And Leighton Van Der Esch.
That, he sounds German.
He is, I think. He's, like, made all pro.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, he was drafted way before Tremaine Edmonds, I think.
Do they also have Xavier Woods? At safety.
Woods?
Yeah, Woods.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Who else do they have? Safety and cornerback.
They have, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Dobie Awuzie.
What?
Shadobe Awuzie. Shadobe Awuzie.
Shadobe. Yeah, actually, that looks like it's about right.
Shadobe Awuzie.
Yeah. I have no idea if he's good Shadobe's or not.
Shadobe's gonna be a woozy, boys.
Wow. That's pretty mean.
They also have George Ikea. No, George Loca.
Oh.
George Iloka? I don't know.
Where? George Ioka. looks like.
Ioka?
Yeah, Ioka. No. Not IKEA, Matthew.
No, Loka. Look at, those are L's.
No.
Loka.
No.
Yeah. It can't have maybe two uppercase.
Maybe Iloka.
It's Iloka.
Iloka, yeah.
George Iloka.
Okay.
Get pronounceable last names, Cowboys.
Yeah, players. Really every team needs some pronounceable names, but especially the Cowboys. I mean, that German man be like... Yeah, they all... Germans have very long, complicated names.
I bet they say the same about Americans, but yeah.
Well, no, our names are a lot shorter.
Not necessarily.
Okay, well, most of the time, yeah. Okay, anyway, no Cowboys
hate on
record.
Europeans.
Yeah, right? Cowboys record is probably going to be 11-5 or 12-4. I'll say 11-5.
I'll say 10-6.
Okay.
Just because of who's in their division, the Eagles.
Yeah, true.
Speaking of the Eagles,
We're going to start on them next. They are our last team.
Yeah.
They have Carson Wentz starting, quarterback still. Traded away Nick Foles to the Jaguars.
No, he was released, and then the Jaguars signed him.
They released Nick Foles.
Technically,
Nick Foles, and then technically his contract ended, guys. I'm sorry. But they still have some scary wide receivers that Carson Wentz can throw to.
Let me just name them, like, really fast. Alshon Jeffrey, DeSean Jackson, Zach Ertz, Nelson Aguilar.
Zach Ertz is a tight end, but he's still really good and scary.
Well, I don't know. He's a receiver.
Yeah, he does receive, but he also blocks. Okay.
Why do receivers block on runs?
Well, yeah, but not usually. Well, yes, usually. But they can also fake a route.
True.
Yeah, lead the defenders away.
But then usually they'll also block.
Yeah, okay, true. Anyway.
Offensive line, they have Jason Kelce at center.
Yeah, he pretty much... People have said, like, commentators have said he carries the team, like, carries the offense. I don't know if that's true.
I believe it.
Okay, well, then...
Well, and Jason Peters at tackle, though.
Okay, well, Kelce, the center, he is definitely very, very good.
And now, we discussed this a few weeks ago, how they got Jordan Howard from the Bears via trade.
Via trade, not via trade.
It's pronounced either way.
I'm pretty
either,
sure
either,
it's via.
Either.
No, it's... Yeah, no. Okay. Anyway, Kelce, yeah, probably carries the offense. Not carry, sorry, that's the wrong word. But he is the leader of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that running back?
Did I just said like a second ago? Jordan Howard?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Jordan Howard at running back. Sorry, we were talking about the offensive line. You confused me. Jordan Howard is a very good running back. And they needed him because they didn't have, you know, the best running core. And he's definitely going to be a great addition to the team. And on to the defense. Let's start with their D-line, how about?
Fletcher Cox at tackle, Ooh. At defensive tackle, and Malik Jackson at defensive tackle.
Fletcher Cox, I know from experience, is very scary. Not just from Madden, but also watching him play.
Yeah, and then they have Derek Barnett. I don't really know who that is.
Me
and
neither.
Brandon Graham at defensive end.
Yeah, Graham is a good player, if I remember correctly. Fletcher Cox, obviously very good. Forced Brady to fumble the ball in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Nice, yeah. Incredible job.
I know. Brady's not very, he's not very hard to strip the ball from. Fletcher Cox has a lot more muscles than Brady does, so it probably wasn't very hard.
Yeah, they also have at linebacker Zach Brown from the Ravens. They signed him.
Okay, they signed him, and they also had who else?
A bunch of people that neither of us will know.
Okay, great.
They also have Ronald Darby. At cornerback, and
they
have Jalen Mills. And then at safety, they have Malcolm Jenkins and Ronnie McLeod.
Yeah, Malcolm Jenkins is a very good, strong safety.
Very
and
good.
Robbie Coleman is a very good defensive back. He left the Bills.
Not Robbie Coleman.
You
He's
said
on the
Robbie.
Rams. I said
yeah,
Ronald Darby.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of Robbie Coleman. Both of them were on the Bills, so I got confused. Ronald Darby's very good.
What
and
is
so so is Ronnie so is Robbie Coleman though. Record prediction 11-5.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to go with that. I'm going to actually go 12-4.
Ooh.
Barely beat the Cowboys this year. Back and forth between them and the Cowboys. Oh, for a few years. So Sky, do you have any last things to wrap us off?
I don't think so.
I have one story. Antonio Brown, of course, again. So the NFL has issued a new helmet and won't let Antonio Brown wear his old helmet that's not even 10 years old yet. like since it was first designed. And he says that the new helmet blocks his vision when he's making catches. So he's so far he's like doing like stuff with the NFL, trying to get them to see if they'll let him wear certain other helmets. He's pretty mad at the NFL, but hopefully he'll be able to play for the Raiders this year, so that they won't, so that they'll actually have, you know, him, because they traded, they didn't trade a ton for him, but they traded enough where, you know, they'll want to have him be playing this year.
Yeah, yeah. And if that helmet does get in his way, he could probably try and sue, correct?
I mean,
he could try.
Yeah, he could try. I don't know how well he will fare suing the NFL, but...
Yeah, might not work too well.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't talk today.
Yeah, me neither. Anyways, this is Tweens Talk Touchdowns. If you enjoy this podcast, go on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, and share with your friends if you like it. Anyways, I'm
Matt. And family. Don't forget about them.
Yeah. Anyways, this is Tweens Talk Touchdowns. I'm Matthew.
And I am Sky. We are signing off. Thank you.
And we'll see you in the next episode.